A Doe and the victims. This man says his daughter works for a catering business in that facility.
And she just happened to turn and look at the time where she saw somebody all in black just pull out a gun or a rifle and just started shooting. And she immediately dropped the phone and just ran.
Tight security expected today at the public memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. President Trump and members of his cabinet will speak. The president said he's going to nominate his former defense attorney, Lindsey Halligan, to serve as U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. That's after the man serving in that post resigned under White House pressure for not bringing criminal charges against the president's political opponents. This is ABC News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. The city of Racine has released public records on Microsoft's hyperscale data center in Mount Pleasant. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
The documents were released following a lawsuit against the city for failing to provide information about water usage estimates for the facility. Environmental nonprofit Milwaukee Riverkeeper filed a request in February seeking information on water use at the Microsoft data center. The city records release showed it will require an estimated 8.4 million gallons of water each year. Michael Greif is with Midwest Environmental Advocates who filed the lawsuit. He says the city failed to respond for more than 200 days and then claimed the information was confidential.
That's 6 months in which the public was deprived of that information, which prevents them from being able to assess the impacts of this project on their community or their pocketbook or on the local environment.
Racine officials say they delayed releasing the information until they determined if it violated contractual agreements. Water for the data center will come from Lake Michigan and will be supplied by the Racine Water Utility under an agreement with the Village of Mount Pleasant. Supporters of the data centers say they create jobs, grow communities, and advance local manufacturing sectors. The lawsuit challenged the common practice of tech companies like Microsoft of requiring non-disclosure agreements with local governments, which can often conflict with freedom of information laws. The Microsoft Center is being built on the former Foxconn site in Mount Pleasant, which was farmland until recently. Greif says similar data centers with facilities exceeding 1,000 acres in size are being proposed across the state, including a $4 billion extension to the Microsoft data center in Mount Pleasant, just announced this week. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
The Badgers self-destruct. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports College Football. The Wisconsin Badgers lost at home yesterday to the Maryland Terrapins, 27-10. The Badgers had a pass intercepted, then a punt attempt blocked. Maryland also blocked a field goal and racked up half a dozen quarterback sacks. The oddsmakers had Wisconsin 10.5-point favorites on this one. Head coach Luke Fickell.
That's a really difficult one, and we did not play well today, and I'm the first one to start with that. Can't get a punt blocked and expect that you're going to be able to create and generate the momentum that you need to in complementary football, and I think it kind of starts right there.
Baseball. Bryce Durang with a clutch RBI single, top of the 10th, to lead the Brewers to a 3-2 victory over the Cardinals last night in St. Louis.
The Durang at bat, that two-strike slider that he took after being called out in the game twice on really marginal pitches. That's like, it gave me chills.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The magic number now 1 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly cloudy sky. Look for a few showers and thunderstorms across the area, mainly this afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s and a southwest breeze. Tonight, shower and storm chances continue. Mostly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 50s. More storms on Monday. Currently 62 degrees.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are ruining our lives and planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, why throw your hat in the ring to become governor, especially in times like this?
Folks are tired of politicians who focus on cultural and partisan issues versus delivering real resources going to change lives. And that's what we've done in Milwaukee County. And so my calling is being able to be there for people at my best when people are dealing with their worst times. And as elected officials, as community leaders, that's what we should be focused on.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars. Welcome aboard. Like the song goes, what song is that, Lou? Funny you should ask. 'Tis autumn. All together now. Ouch. Okay, I'm kind of kidding. There are many out there who go, oh, I love autumn. But the question remains unanswered. Why are all the autumn songs so sad then? The music of the stars is on. We're on till high noon Central Time. And all over the world at civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. Everybody expects autumn leaves. Never liked that song. Joan Crawford, motion picture, 1956, from Canada, the tune. Talk about sad. So let's have some fun over the next 5 hours. If fun is the word. No, it's fun. Come on. Music of the stars. Vintage recording with Milwaukee's own Woody Herman. The music of the star. Thank you.
old Father Time checked, so there'd be no doubt. Call down the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hand so proudly to shout, la-dee-da, la-da-dee-dee, tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-dee-da, la-da-dee-dee, tis autumn. Then the birds got together to chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned the bow and made a
beeline to the south.
My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-dee-da, la-da-dee-da, tis autumn.
Then the birds got together to talk about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about
and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-dee-da, la-da-dee-dee, tis autumn.
Woody Herman. Woody had quite a history in the city of Milwaukee. But he could sing. Most people thought of him as a band leader only. No, that was Carolyn Gray.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, now till a long forgotten love appears, and I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my years. As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my year. The golden warm September
Gordon Jenkins, nobody better. And Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn, they worked so much for Frank, and Capitol Records is the richer the repertoire for those guys.
Of red and gold, I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
I'm going home at night after a full, heavy day. Traveling, writing, giving interviews, going to board meetings, doing that, doing this, doing... And cooking dinner. I haven't had a cook for 13 years now.
But I happen to know you cook very well.
Yes.
This is Joan Crawford.
But come 10 o'clock at night, it's quite lonely.
Joan was the star of that 1956 picture. Had her playing a lonely spinster. Meets a handsome young guy, Cliff Robertson. Big picture for the year 1956. I can't find anybody who's seen it. And that includes me. I haven't seen the picture.
Thank you.
That's Francis Lai's music. Wrote it for the Big Weeper of the 1970s. Well, there were two, actually. I'll get to that in a moment, but love story. Francis Lai. Nobody remembers him. And nobody quite tells stories of the human condition like Francis Lai's music. Love and loss, affairs of the heart. He's written over 100 movie scores. First one, 1966. This has lyrics, Where Do I Begin? I'll do that for you in a moment. That was number two on the Billboard chart, 1970. So before you think those decades were awash with rock and roll, think again. Ally McGraw, Ryan O'Neill, Oscar, best song, score. That is the romantic soundtrack of the 70s.
Tell the story of how great a love can be, the sweet love story that is older than the sea, the simple truth about the love she brings to me. Where do I start? With her first hello, she gave a meaning to this empty world of mine. There'd never be another love, another time. She came into my life and made the living fine. She fills my heart. She fills my heart with very special things, with angel songs and wild imaginings. She fills my soul with so much love that anywhere I go, I'm never lonely with her alone. Who could be lonely? I reach for her hand, it's always there. How long does it last? Can love be measured by the hours in a day? I have no answers now, but this much I can say. I know I'll need her till the stars all burn away. And she'll be there.
Incomparable voice of Andy Williams. It's speaking of.
Cloudy morning, dark as night, tops of buildings lost from sight, a sign of spring. The trees in Central Park were anything but green. And then that cloudy morning slowly cleared.
John McCarthy wrote that. Peggy Lee on Capitol. Here's Joe Stafford.
Autumn in New York, why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Of steel, they're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new.
are juggling on a rope.
Did you say Hammersteins?
Uh-huh, why?
Because it was torn down years ago when I was a boy.
You must be thinking of some other place, because I was there yesterday.
Well, now, really, I...
Now, let me see your pictures, mister.
Adams. How do you know they are pictures?
Oh, I just know. Those are awful little windows for such a big church.
They have to be little. There's so much wind in Cape Cod.
I don't like it. It scares me.
The wind?
No, the black water. There should be a lighthouse out there in the ocean.
Yes, there should be. How did you know?
I don't exactly remember. Someday I'll show it to you. Out there on the rocks. The Land's End Light.
But you said you didn't remember.
I don't. I just know. I wish I liked your pictures, but I don't.
That's what everybody says. That's why I can't sell them.
Maybe you shouldn't paint places. Why don't you paint people instead? Cecily Brown's home is full of pictures of people.
Who's Cecily Brown?
She's my best friend. I go to school every day now, but only in the mornings.
What do you learn?
Well, yesterday we learned about the Kaiser. He's the king of Germany.
He was, a long time ago.
You're wrong. Cecily Brown's father's in Germany now, and he sees him all the time.
Well, he was...
He says the Kaiser rides around on a white horse, and he likes to fight. I can fight, too. I can fight Cecily. She's bigger, but I'm stronger. I can fight her good.
I thought you said Cecily Brown was your best friend.
She is.
This is Portrait of Jenny. Joseph Cotten, Jennifer Jones. It's a story about winter and autumn and fantasy.
I'm afraid I have to go now.
Well, it's a little lonesome here all by myself. So I'll walk a ways with you if you don't mind.
Was there a portrait of Jenny?
A portrait of Jenny. More precious to me than a masterpiece, however famous it be. The portrait of Jenny is etched on my heart, where her features have been sketched from the start. Ah, the color and beauty of life and the glow of her spirit of mine, all cast in heaven's own design, with a portrait of Jenny. I never will part, for there isn't any portrait of Jenny except in my of Jenny except in my heart.
Isn't she beautiful? I wonder if she was real.
Oh, she must have been.
What does it matter? She was real to him, or she couldn't look so alive.
How very wise you are.
Oh, heaven, is it really me? I think someday it will hang in a museum, and people will come from all over the world to see it.
Music of the Star, Great Picture, Portrait of Jenny. Here's Steve Lawrence.
There could never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait. The sky above to try and paint a portrait of my love.
These are the Lettermen. Cyril Ornardell wrote this. Masterwork.
There will never be a portrait of my love, for nobody could paint a dream. You will never see a portrait of my love, for miracles are never seen. Anyone who sees her soon forgets the Mona Lisa. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need
the glow of dawn that paints the sky above, to try and paint a portrait of my love. It would take, I know, a Michelangelo, and he would need the glow of dawn that paints the sky above to try and paint a portrait of my
Tommy Dorsey.
Picture what you have done to my heart.
Music of the Stars. Pretty as a Picture, Tommy Dorsey. Tommy had a way of playing that a lot of people don't know about. He never obviously took a breath. It's called circular breathing. I know this has little to do with the song, or maybe it's got everything to do with the song, because the guy could go on and on for minutes without obviously taking a breath. Well, he called it circular breathing. You don't need to know how to do that. You might pass out, as I would. But he could do it, and Sinatra also could do it. That explains some of the magic from these guys' records. Movies are all pictures. They just move. And before the threat of television, people went every week. I want to play Cudahy, Wisconsin's most famous musician. Well, personality, let's put it that way. He ran the Coast Guard Band in World War II and thereafter. And he had a lot of hits. His name, Rudy Vallee. Charge of the Cudahy school system. And Rudy had operatic training, and he won the state of Wisconsin's trumpet championship.
As I look at you, a thought goes through my mind. What a marvelous find you'd make upon the screen. I am proud that I have you right by my side. But I'd be satisfied to lend you to the public to be seen. You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. Oh, what a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures, you're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh what a hit you would be. Your voice would fill a nation, your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation with wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan worshipping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures, oh, what a hit you would be. You're lovely as a Crawford, like Davies you are gay. You surely should be offered a starring part right away. You're sweet as a gainer, and you're hot as a gal named West. you'd even make Garbo jealous if you took a movie test. You ought to dress like Tashman and ride in motor cars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Monica Mancini. A salute to a lost summer. Alan and Marilyn Bergman. Michelle Legrand.
The summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed, she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which you lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise, she sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to linger, twist the world round her summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it
of the stars. Monica Mancini, Hank's little girl, and Michelle Legrand, 1968. 71. The movie Summer 42. Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars, Rondell High Noon, all across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's putting pressure on law enforcement officials to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. On social media, he criticized Attorney General Pam Bondi for not doing so. Asked later Saturday if he's mad at his attorney general.
No, I just want people to act. They have to act. And we want to act fast.
And he said he's going to nominate Lindsey Halligan, his former defense attorney, who's never served as a prosecutor, as the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. Previous prosecutor resigned under White House pressure for not bringing criminal charges against the president's political opponents. Today, President Trump travels to Arizona. He'll speak at the public memorial to Charlie Kirk. More than 70,000 are expected in Glendale, Arizona, where security is tight. Authorities in New Hampshire arrested a 23-year-old in Saturday's shooting at a Nashua country club during a wedding that killed one person and injured two others. Authorities are still working on a motive. This is ABC News.